When we do an experiment, we have the camera running, and then when the animal's done its behavior, in this case it's struck at the screen, we have a trigger that we hit stop. And that particular camera has enough RAM on it that it holds 10 seconds of behavior on the RAM at 2K by 2K, in this case at 500 frames a second. So we trim out of that data in time the bit where the behavior is interesting, you know, and we trim out the amount of the tank where the animal's doing the behavior. We don't need all the rest of the tank. So that trims it down quite a bit. And then we take that data and we have to save that onto our hard drives. That takes whatever, maybe 10, 15 minutes, depending on how big an area and how much time. And then, yes, we end up with, you know, hundreds of these short clips that are pretty chunky, like, I don't know, anywhere between 6 gigabytes and maybe 20 gigabytes, you know, which is chunky. I mean, most people's computer doesn't have that much RAM. So, you know, you can't just load the whole video up. So we do have fancy computers for handling it. We generally buy gaming computers and put a bunch of RAM in it. We also, I guess, thought about this behavioral routine as, you know, units. And John Messenger had described these, you know, some while ago, where there's behavior, you know, they fixate on the prey, so they move their body and orientate towards the prey, and then they position themselves in the tank, so they move, you know, they zoom in to where they think the prey is the right distance away, and they may move forward and back a little bit to get that estimation right. And then once they're happy, they think they've got it right, that's when they extend the tentacles and, you know, ballistically strike at the prey. And then, you know, if they've caught real prey, then they would haul that prey back to their arms and then manipulate that into their mouth. And so if you divide each one of these videos up into those discrete sections, we have to divide that behavior up manually. Someone has to watch the movie and say, oh yeah, this is the first frame where the animal moves, or this is the first frame where the tentacles are extended, or this is the first frame where it will ballistically strike at the screen. So dividing it into those behavioral sections means now we don't actually have to analyze all whatever 8-10 terabytes of many, many frames. We can select frames that are representative of the behavior over time.